Part 4.
If there were enough, I'd know about it, but I can't. You see, the words themselves flit between being there and disappearing completely, leaving nothing behind. No evidence. No sense of meaning, no perspective, no surety. And around the lost words, the last place they were seen, gathered actors. Their reciters, not their speakers, not their authors. And it became impossible to shift the focus of attention from them milling around. Their allegoric and magnificent confusion, they stood arranged in a spontaneous tableau, permanently rooted to the last thing they said, and so contained, they could not move. The audience, out of their seats by this time, approached and mounted the stage, themselves mingling with the performers. No one dared speak, yet everyone was confoundedly curious. The lost words were impossible, scattered across the stage, spilling into the reserved seating. They were diabolically absent, like lost contact lenses. They were dead weights, like a corpse. They took up no room, no space, no objective or physical form. All the same, they were there, dropping between the boards, on the tips of tongues, dangling, cliffhanger edgy. They obsessed the mind. They unified strangers, gave voice to choirs, were first and last, promises and lies, jokes and grief, prayer and science, poetry and gossip. They were all different and all one universal thing. They were missing. No story, no audition, no recitation, no incantation, no rule of law, no recipe, no climax, nothing but fantasy. No more, nothing. Back to your seats and get on with it. I've never experienced anything so painfully boring in all my life. Cease to waste time.